It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
In case you missed the news, Josh Klingler is the Chiefs' newest sideline reporter. And since we can't hang out with 70,000 of our closest friends this fall, there's only one guy who can bring you what you missed from inside the stadium on Monday mornings, and that's Kling. Weekdays starting at 6, make sure to tune in to Fesco in the Morning for inside access to the Chiefs sidelines like you've never heard before on the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome as we open the doors to the Chiefs Kingdom on this Victory Monday evening. Normally, we'd be in front of hundreds of fans at a Hy-Vee Market Grill in the Kansas City area to celebrate the 21st Chiefs victory in the last 22 games, closing in on 400 days of with the run here for the Kansas City Chiefs. We also know that our 2020 world is anything but normal. But as the season and the Chiefs team hits crunch time, part of the schedule, we want to keep the energy and spirit of the kingdom going tonight. And tonight, we say hello to our winner, Brian Gash from Raymore. He has won the Hy-Vee Private Chiefs Kingdom Zoom Watch Party. He's joining us tonight on a Zoom call. He's also enjoying a Zarda barbecue meal sent to his house, catered by Hy-Vee, for him and nine of his socially distanced friends. And Brian will also receive an autographed 8x10 photo of a Chiefs player. It is only appropriate that we have Brian Gash on tonight to celebrate the dash by Mecole Hardman of 67 yards on a punt return for a touchdown, because later in the show, we will have Mecole Hardman as our guest tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. A reminder, you too can win the Hy-Vee Chiefs Kingdom Zoom Watch Party private evening with us. You can just register at your local Hy-Vee. Brian registered at the Belton, Missouri Hy-Vee, or you can go to your local Hy-Vee Facebook page to register. So Brian Gash tonight from Raymore is our Hy-Vee Private Chiefs Kingdom Watch Party winner. Also, we want to remind everyone on these Chiefs Kingdom days and nights after a Chiefs win, or any game really, or loss, we've had one of those in a year, you can score the savings. So just shop Hy-Vee the day or night after a game and score fuel saver discounts equal to the number of points the Chiefs score and the amount that you spend. 33 points scored by the Chiefs yesterday got them in every way, shape, or form. Offense, defense got 2 points on a stone-cold Chris Jones sack of Tua Tagovailoa, plus the 67-yard punt return that I mentioned by Mecole Hardman. Cheer on the Chiefs. Watch your fuel discount grow with every point the Chiefs score. Again, that is on the days and nights after a game. It's our Score the Savings promotion with Hy-Vee. Also, perfect for the holidays, Brian's probably going to do this for everybody on his list, I tweeted this out earlier this afternoon just to remind everybody that the Mahomes Magic Crunch cereal gift set, including all 8 boxes of the 2020 release of Mahomes Magic Crunch, arranged in an epic collage, is available while they last at the KC Metro area Hy-Vees. So check them out and get those. A perfect gift idea. Get them while you can at Hy-Vee. Again, the Mahomes Magic Crunch cereal gift set arranged in an epic collage, a collector's item. All right, tonight's a special night in the kingdom. In just a few minutes, we will hear from head coach Andy Reid. And after coach, as I mentioned, you'll get your own jet ride tonight with the Jet himself, Mecole Hardman, who took that punt to the sweet nectar of the end zone, his first ever career punt return for a touchdown. Remember, last December, he had a 104-yard kickoff return for a touchdown against the Chargers in Week 17. But tonight, we also celebrate the Chiefs winning the AFC Western Division Championship for the 5th time in a row. To win the AFC West 5 times in a row ties an all-time AFC West record with the Raiders from 1972 through 1976 and the Broncos from 2011 to 2015. I'll ask Coach about this in a few minutes. It's a night we recognize the accomplishment, sniff the rose, and also keep moving forward. Also, the Chiefs stay on task to capture a second prize. The Chiefs are 12-1 for the first time in their history. This is the 61st year of the team. And coupled with Pittsburgh's loss last night to Buffalo, the Chiefs are in the pole position, entering week 14 to capture the lone bye in the AFC playoffs. But similarly, this week's opponent, the New Orleans Saints, are currently locked with the Green Bay Packers at 10-3 for the NFC race for that single bye on that side of the NFL playoffs. And also, as we get ready for the talented Saints this Sunday, the Chiefs have won a franchise record 10 straight road wins and have a chance with an undefeated road record for the regular season if they can vanquish the New Orleans Saints this weekend. As we go to break, the entire Chiefs kingdom knows better than to wait too long to celebrate. We're doing that tonight and then moving on. But the Chiefs kingdom also knows the danger of looking too far ahead in this league. But it's worth noting, it's 55 days until Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida. Next, we'll hear from head coach Andy Reid on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Tyreek Hill yet to catch. We'll touch it, but he'll bring it on an end around to the right side. Explodes, 25, right sideline, 20, 15, up the sideline, stays on his feet, touchdown! Kansas City, what do you need? A touchdown from the Cheetah. They dial him up, and he just outran a very athletic secondary, and the Chiefs have their first touchdown of the game.
Welcome back, everyone, to our Chiefs Kingdom Show, and with us now, the winningest coach in Kansas City Chiefs history, and the first coach to lead a Kansas City Chiefs team in the regular season to a 12-1 record. That's 61 years of history. It is head coach Andy Reid. First of all, Coach, congratulations on a tough, hard-fought win on the road yesterday. And just overall, your thoughts on getting to 12-1 and beating those guys.
Yeah, well, we try to enjoy every win you can get in this league, and then we'll go back and we'll figure out how we can do it better. But I'm proud of the guys. You know, that's not an easy feat. They don't give these things away. You have to earn every win. There's too much parity in this league. And there's a lot of time spent during the week, as you know, that goes in preparation to try to go out and win the game. So with that, I'm proud of them. There were some things I thought we did better. I thought defensively we played better all the way around. I think special teams rose up to the occasion against one of the better special teams in the National Football League. And I think with all three phases scoring in one manner or another, I think that's a real positive.
If I might, I want to jump into the special teams because that punt return, I just froze the video. You could show that punt return to coaches' clinics. You had a perfect wall set at a perfect angle, and I went right down the line. Mark or Watts or Monty Watts, Dirty Dan, Darius Harris had never played an NFL game before, Chris LeMons and Marcus Kemp. That punt return and how perfectly it was executed against a team, and you're putting flares up all week. These guys are number one in the NFL, the Dolphins, in special teams ratings.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, no, the guys blocked it well. They take a lot of pride in that. And then McColl hit it like no other, man. He had the Jets rolling there. So, it was a thing of beauty. When you get that many people involved in setting up a wall and they all pick their guys up, that's a tough thing to do in this league. And that was done very well.
If the fans, if you get a chance to watch it, just freeze it and look how that thing is set up. It was a thing of beauty, as Coach would say. I want to ask you about Tommy Townsend because I thought he was phenomenal yesterday. 50-yard punt flipped the field. First time all year he's been backed up. I'm going to start with that one. And how difficult is it? Because it's not the 15-yard snap. You got a rookie back there with an 11.5-yard snap, and he got it out of there and did a good job. What about Townsend yesterday?
Yeah, he did with about a half a step, too. I mean, he got it up and out fast, and he hit it. And so he's been working like crazy on that right there, and all training camp and every Friday they work that part of it quite extensively. So I'm talking about the backed up part. But I thought, listen, I thought he did a nice job, and he's getting better every week. He's getting a little bit better, and that comes with experience. And that was a good game for experience. He had a couple different situations.
I don't even butt credit this. We talked about him last week, but six touchbacks and then the clutch field goal to put us up 9 at 1:08 to go. And just the confidence you have in him and go run out this. We need it big time.
Yeah, well, we needed it. We didn't help him any by when I called that toss play. So, I mean, it didn't work out as well as I was hoping. And he didn't care. I mean, he just jumped up there and drilled it and made all of us look good. So he did a nice job there.
What you did call was an end around for 32 yards that took the kind of the lid and got things rolling. But D-Rob and Sherm on those blocks on that end around are, again, I try to bring up things that the fans maybe take for granted, but those blocks in space to get Tyreek to the edge, what about that play?
Yeah, they did a great job, and they left open a hole that wasn't very big. I mean, no bigger than the seat I'm sitting in, and he hit that son of a gun fast. And so before those guys could close it up, and then he was gone. And 21 got an idea of how fast he is in the open field because he had an angle on him, and Tyreek just kind of put it into a different gear there.
I want to ask you about the difficulty here, another nuance of football. You run it to the short side, and the defense goes, well, the extra defender's our boundary. But then there's this Olympic athlete running to stay in bounds with the balance that nullified the extra defender. The challenge to run an end around to the short side and the key to execute it.
Yeah, well, Coach Heck wanted that one. So Andy Heck, our offensive line coach, he wanted it back into the short side, felt comfortable with it, and just number count. They normally cheat just a little bit, like you said, using that guy as the sideline as the 12th man, and we were able to. Tyreek was able to tightrope the sideline and take it in.
So good. Chiefs get the victory. I want to ask you, too, about Patrick. You had to overcome some adversity. That would melt a lot of quarterbacks. It just seems like he seemed more determined. What about him handling early adversity to come roaring back?
Yeah, so, listen, he does handle it. He wants to know where the problems were on the ones before, what he could do better. And, you know, I've mentioned that the guys take such a humble approach to it. That are around him. Kelsey's blaming himself for the defensive end bouncing up after the screen. And then Pat's going, I should have seen it. You know, so they've got that relationship with Clyde. You know, I should have moved over a little bit further so you could see me better on the tip ball to the running back, you know, to Clyde. And then Pat's going, nah, I got to make that throw. So those are the conversations that go on. And these guys work it together. They check their egos at the door and they just want to get the answer, right? Which is a good thing for a coach. You sit there and you go, man alive, these guys just, they want you to help them be even greater than what they already are. And so, you know, I appreciate that part. Those are things I see that maybe not everybody has a chance to see. And you feel like we get these things right and then we can really maneuver.
I love these guys for a lot of reasons, but when I hear that, I love them even more. I can't help but bring up Kelsey again. I mean, he's at the top of the NFL in receiving as a tight end. I mean, and what he did yesterday to compete, he goes up and elevates to beat the corner on the outside. I think he's doing things that I don't think tight ends have ever done in this league, maybe.
Yeah, well, you saw the one the week before. He was still mad over that one. The one the week before. The guy was able to kind of split his hands and pop the ball out. And this one, he just went, there's no way that's happening again. And he went up and snatched it. And so, and I mean, he snatched it. When you really look at that thing close, he went up and over the guy and just grabbed it and said, this isn't going to happen again. And, but he's playing at a high level. He and the quarterback have a great relationship, and as do, you know, that receiving core, they're all very close. And listen, Kelsey's a good football player, and he's worked through double teams. You saw the guy sitting over the top of him about the whole game. Both he and Tyreek had that, and they just kind of worked their way through it. And and make good things happen.
And we're just seeing greatness every week from these guys. Defensively, how encouraging was it to get for you to see pressure and they get defensive points with Chris's sack in the end zone, but just being able to win the line of scrimmage a lot in this game?
Yeah, I thought we played very well up front. The front seven, I thought, just really did a nice job. Physical, pressure, safety points, I think are all – those are all big things. Hitting the quarterback, I thought, was a big thing. Made him very uncomfortable for the first three quarters. And, you know, that's a real plus for our guys.
Got to give credit here, and we mentioned that the Dolphins are, and Coach Flores, I think it showed just those guys were not going to quit. I mean, we're going to have to knock them out. They weren't going to leave the ring. And just the way that they battled back, and then you had to counterpunch at the end to hold them off.
Yeah, they're a good football team, and Ryan Flores has done a heck of a job. He's great for the National Football League. They have Miami back on the map, and playing as well as they are, I think, is important for the AFC, for the NFL. And the way he goes about his job, is you know, he's an honest guy that has great energy, and you know, his players, he makes them accountable for their jobs, you know, what they're doing, and at the same time has a great relationship with the players where they have trust in him. So all in all, I just think he's really good for this league, and you could see that. I mean, that game kind of told you the story. They were basically down and out there for about a minute, and they fought back, and you know, it's also good for us, so we can it helps us learn that you let off an inch, and I look in the mirror when I say that, so you let off an inch, and anybody in this league can come back and get you, but in particular ones with the what they've got going there.
But I ask you, this is a concept question. When I look and studied those guys last week, I go, they remind me of us in 2013 and 2014. I mean, when you took this over, we were 2-14 in the bottom of the ocean. You've built consistent winning here. To build it right in this league, I kind of see them doing the same thing. What are the similarities and what you did as you focused on early on to build it? I know we're 8 years into it. But what about building it for the long term in this league? Some guys try to take shortcuts and maybe there's a flame out, but you built this to last. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, none of us are bigger than the team. I think that's the important part. And you respect everybody, but you get yourself right to play everybody too. And so there's a process that takes place. And then there's a time and a place where you got to check your ego. I mean, we've got all these good players on the offensive side, and there's only one ball. I mean, that's what's real. So everybody's not going to have an opportunity to touch it. So if you have an agenda of what you think you or where you're going to be, you got to kind of put that aside. That's not going to work, not with this group. And then defensively, it kind of is the same. It's the same thing. We go, listen, we would all like to rally around the quarterback. I mean, we'd like to do that and jump on his chest and break his shoestrings, all those things. But there's not always that chance that everybody's going to get there. Or there might be a way that I've got to work a game up on the defensive line, and I've got to sacrifice myself of getting to the quarterback to allow my partner to get there. So that becomes important. Linebackers, blitzing, same thing. You know, we're going to open up holes as a defensive line to allow our linebackers to sack the quarterback. And then in coverage, you can there because we have so many calls back there and switches that take place, am I going to do what makes me look the best, or am I going to do what's best to stop this throw from taking place? And so you got to check the ego at the door to do those things.
But you went right to the top those first couple of years in special teams and takeaways. And the offense was kind of catching up gradually. It's really was interesting to see it and what the Dolphins have done. I mean, I see some similarities here.
Yeah, they're playing great defense, and they're playing great special teams. Yeah, and they're young on offense, and they're getting better every week.
This week, the New Orleans Saints are there. I mean, this is getting – we've got December football, a lot on the line for both teams here. And now you got to prepare maybe for Breeze, maybe for Taysom Hill, maybe for Jameis Winston. How difficult will that be?
Yeah, well, listen, Spags will take care of all that. And he's you know, he understands. I mean, he knows that there's two ways that you got to go about it. And but the bottom line is you got to play hard. You got to be gap responsible, and you got to be sound in the secondary. And you know, you got to take care of business. One guy's a runner. One guy's and can throw. I mean, he went to BYU. I mean, come on, Mitch. and then one guy, you know, is a drop back thrower. So, who's one of the best ever to play the game, and that's you got to prepare for both of them. That's how this is going to roll this week. But we'll be ready, and that's how Spags rolls.
Did everybody that played at BYU come as a tough guy? I don't think I've seen a soft guy yet from BYU.
Yeah, they're not a lot of soft guys there. You know, we take care of it.
I don't think I've seen a soft guy yet in any sport.
Humbly tough, right? That's right, Mitch. Doggone it.
Well, I'm
a lot of redheads.
There's a lot of them. Final question before we let you go, and that has to deal with you have taught me a lot of things. One of those is if there's a lilac, you smell it, you move on. But to win 5 straight division titles, 10 straight road wins, 12-1, these are all team records of all time, 61 years. No parades or confetti here. But you have said, appreciate this, appreciate it, sniff the rose, but move on. It seems like a moment tonight for at least just a glimpse, for a minute, to appreciate what's going on here and history's in the making.
Yeah, well, listen, the guys, they have a short period of time that they can do that. Yeah, you do. You have to enjoy a win in this league. I mean, a win is tough enough, right? I mean, they don't give those things away. You got to go out and earn it. And so you enjoy that. And when you're on the road and you're coming back, you have an opportunity to do that with your teammates. And then you have a couple hours after that. I mean, we got back relatively early, so you have time to do that. But and then everybody in the organization needs to do that. So for a minute. And you know, the thing is, I say that, and if we weren't wired the right way, I would be hesitant to say it, but these guys, they know there's more. The organization knows there's more that we've got to get done, and we got to fine tune this. We got to do better in so many areas. But there is that minute that you enjoy it, and you have to do that. And then you get right back on it. You go right back through the process. And that's what's great about you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You have these steps that you take and get yourself mentally and physically prepared for 4 quarters of football. And anything less isn't acceptable.
Well, we've just had that minute. Now we're moving on to the Saints. Coach, we'll let you go. Thanks for being with us tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show.
All right, Mitch. How do those redheads, man?
They're out there somewhere. Head coach Andy Reid, stay tuned. We'll have more on the Chiefs Kingdom Show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Mahomes in the shotgun. Fakes it to Edwards-Helaire. Sprints to the right side. He's throwing it long. He's got Tyreek Hill over the shoulder. Touchdown, Kansas City. And the Chiefs burn the Dolphins deep. And for Tyreek Hill, now has tied a Chiefs record that has stood since 1986 with 21 touchdowns in consecutive seasons receiving. They took advantage of the injury to the safety.
Welcome back to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Again, Tyreek Hill, an end zone monster. 14 receiving touchdowns. He's one shy of tying the Chiefs single season record. Dwayne Bowe had it in 2010. But then in consecutive years, touchdown receptions by Tyreek Hill, it ties a record. Stephon Page and Chris Burford. Chris Burford did it in the last year of the Dallas Texans and the first year of the Kansas City Chiefs, 1962-63, with 21. And then the Stephon Page tied it in the 80s. It has stood that long and now tied again by Tyreek Hill. He can break it this week against the New Orleans Saints. We also want to give a shout-out tonight to our winner. Speaking of Tyreek Hill, and we're hopefully going to be joined very shortly by Mecole Hardman after his big play yesterday, the 67-yard punt return. But tonight we also want to celebrate the victory of Brian Gash from Ray Moore. Yep, he is tonight's Hy-Vee Private Chiefs Kingdom Watch Party winner. He registered at the Hy-Vee in Belton, Missouri. He's also received a Zarda barbecue meal sent to his house, catered by Hy-Vee for him and 9 of his socially distanced friends. And Brian's a smart guy because he married a girl from Tyler, Texas. And in case you don't know, Patrick Mahomes, Tyler, Texas, went to White House High School. White House, Texas, a suburb, basically, of Tyler. So Brian Gash has it all going on for him. Gash rhymes with dash. That's what Mecole Hardman does. That's what Tyreek Hill does. And then also marrying a girl from Tyler, Texas. So good genetics and well done by our winner tonight. You too can register win to be our part of our private Chiefs Kingdom Zoom party. Just go to your favorite Hy-Vee to register in the KC Metro, or go to Hy-Vee Facebook page from your favorite Hy-Vee to register. And you could be next week's winner for our Chiefs Kingdom Zoom watch party winner. And you can get that Zarda barbecue catered to your home by Hy-Vee. Also, on these days after Chiefs football games, our Chiefs Kingdom days and nights, if you will, you can score the savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day or night after a game and score fuel saver discounts equal to the number of points the Chiefs scored, 33 yesterday, and then the amount that you spend. So do the math and watch your fuel discount grow with every point that the Chiefs scored. They scored in all three phases yesterday. That was exciting. Safety on defense, punt return by Mecole, and then the touchdowns fueled by Patrick Mahomes. That deep one you just heard going to Tyreek Hill. He had the toss as well to Travis Kelce from 6 yards out on a touchdown, and then the end around for 32 yards to Tyreek Hill. That was so very well blocked by DeMarcus Robinson and Anthony Sherman. And with our savings on our Mondays after Chiefs games, or Tuesdays after a Monday night game, that discount offer qualifying purchase with fuel savings limited to 20 gallons. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Also, and Brian's going to do this in Raymore. He's got this down on his gift list. He can get it, or he might buy them for himself. That is this Mahomes Magic Crunch cereal gift set. While they last, all 8 boxes of the 2020 release of Mahomes Magic Crunch arranged in an epic collage. It's really cool. If you've seen the displays in Hy-Vee, they're awesome. Get them while supplies last. It's really a collector's item. This week, the Chiefs, again, can make history. They can go undefeated on the road in the regular season. If you look at what they've done on the road, they've won beating the Dolphins, the Ravens, the Buccaneers, the Raiders, all on the road, and also the Bills. If you look at those 5 road wins, you can stack those up against any in the National Football League. Amazing what the Chiefs have done on the road. I mentioned 10 straight consecutive road victories. That is an all-time Kansas City Chiefs record. But it's not just being 7-0 on the road this year. It has been who they have beaten. Because honestly, you look at the Bills, they're zeroing in on a division championship. The Dolphins are trying to stay close to them. Looks like they're going to make the playoffs. It was held tonight. They're in. The Raiders, who are fading here, but still have a shot at the playoffs and have the easiest schedule remaining of any of the contenders to try to get into the tournament. The Ravens still have a shot. Look how good that win was back in September on the road. And who am I leaving out here? The Buccaneers, they're going to be in the playoffs. Those 5 road victories by the Kansas City Chiefs stacks up to any team in the league in any 5 road victories picked up this year. So for Kansas City, it's not just about doing it at home and this phenomenal 21-1 record, closing in on a 400-day span going back to November, the second week of November when they lost to the Tennessee Titans last year to go to 6-4. And since then, the Chiefs have won 21 of 22 games in the National Football League. That is unheard of in this league. It's not UConn women's basketball, but that's kind of the record that the Chiefs have put up to this point. Also, the Chiefs getting that 5th division victory or championship in a row, and I'm wearing the shirt tonight, Won and Not Done, W-O-N and Not Done. That's available now online, or you can go to the Chiefs Pro Shop to pick it up. I'm also wearing the AFC West Division hat. 5 times in a row, the Chiefs have won it. Again, that ties an all-time AFC West record with the Raiders from 1972 to 1976 and also the Broncos from 2011 to 2015. So we will try to hook up with Mecole Hardman tonight, hopefully trying to run him down as the Chiefs yesterday getting that road victory over the Miami Dolphins. And yet I was bringing this up before the game on social media about the fact that, and people are like, really, is that true? In scanning back over 6 decades, but the Chiefs are 12-1 for the first time in their history. No Chiefs team, no Dallas Texans team in 60, 61, or 62 had ever been 12-1 And now the Chiefs are 12-1 for the first time in their history. And again, coupled with Pittsburgh's loss last night to Buffalo, and the Bills are playing really good football. Josh Allen was outstanding last night. I think they blitzed him on almost every play as Pittsburgh was desperate to try to get a turnover and make something happen, and Josh Allen just cut them up. Stephon Diggs, known as a deep route runner, remember the Minneapolis Miracle when he was with the Vikings, was able to beat the blitz time after time after time on medium and short comeback routes, very much like Tyreek Hill has put into his repertoire, or a Mecole Hardman. And the Buffalo Bills got the victory last night over the Pittsburgh Steelers. That gives Pittsburgh two straight losses, and the Chiefs now in the pole position, if we're given a NASCAR reference, in the race for the single bye in the AFC. On the other side, for the New Orleans Saints, they are now locked up with the Green Bay Packers. After the Saints lost to the Eagles yesterday, 17-14, they are now tied with the Packers at 10-3 in the race for the NFC bye. Again, one single bye this year on the AFC and the NFC in the NFL playoffs. But the Chiefs are ahead of the pack on the AFC, but they're facing a team that is also desperate to win this week. We don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. From all intents and purposes, all of the messages that were given out yesterday and this morning from the Saints would be that they would hold out Drew Brees for this week. But who knows? I just asked Coach Reed about it. You heard his response. Taysom Hill has been phenomenal, but better as he was kind of the gadget guy coming in to be the run-pass option guy. Now that he's the main guy, it has been more of a challenge for him, and the Eagles were able to torment him yesterday defensively. They have Jameis Winston, of course, the starter before Tampa Bay moved on from him. He's available, and he also poses a challenge for Steve Spagnuolo and that defensive staff this week. They've got to look at three different schematics, basically, to prepare for the Saints. And we know that the Saints' defense is very good. We also know that the Saints have some of the premier players in the league. Right now, arguably, other than Derrick Henry in the AFC, the NFC version of Henry in the NFC is Alvin Kamara. As a receiver and as a runner, Kamara can take over a game. A former Hutchinson Blue Dragon, he played junior college football in the Chiefs' kingdom, and was in college, was fine, not bad, but he has emerged as one of the top running back, in my opinion, in the NFC. And, of course, a great receiving core for the Saints in coming into this game. Jared Cook, remember him? He used to mess with the Chiefs when he was the Raiders tight end. And so a good receiving core as well at the wide receiver spot. So a lot to deal with this week for the Chiefs, taking on a Saints team that is desperate to win to try to get their one seed in the NFC, while the Chiefs trying to hold the pole position for these next 3 weeks in the AFC. Again, we're trying to track down Mecole Hardman. Big day for him yesterday, a 67-yard punt return, the longest of his career, the first time he's had a punt return in his career for a touchdown. Remember last year, his 104-yard kickoff return against the Chargers in Week 17 actually turned that game around, as the Chiefs needed that victory to get a bye. When we come back, we'll see if we can hook up with the Jet. We'll be back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Matt Hawk, the Des Moines native, punts it away. Left-footed punter taken by Hardman. First time he's going to return today. Oh. And he's got an edge at the 40, 45. Hardman in midfield, 45, 40. Two blocks, 30, 25. Jet fuel, 15, 10, 5. Get your boarding pass. The Jet is taking you to the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Punt return for a touchdown. The first in the career of Mecole Hardman to go with this kickoff returns for touchdowns. What a play by Mecole Hardman, the Jet, to get that 67-yard punt return for a touchdown. A reminder, our player interviews all season long are brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, serving the Chiefs Kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations nationwide. We're trying to track down Mecole, but may not have him tonight. That's the world we're in now with the virtual world of the Chiefs Kingdom show, but we do want to give a shout out to our winner tonight of our Chiefs Kingdom Zoom party, own personal party going on in Raymore tonight, is Brian Gash from Raymore. Tonight's Hy-Vee Private Chiefs Kingdom Watch Party winner, getting a Zarda barbecue meal catered to his house by Hy-Vee. He'll also get an 8x10 photo autograph by a Chiefs player. You too can register. Just go to your favorite Hy-Vee store to register. You could be next week's winner of our Chiefs Kingdom Zoom party. And then also, you can check it out at your local Hy-Vee Facebook page, your favorite one, and get details on how to register to be our Zoom winner every week here on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. That 67-yard punt return, important for a lot of reasons. One, the Miami Dolphins went in to yesterday's game ranked as the number one team in the NFL on special teams in VOA, basically value above average. The Chiefs led that have led that category very many times in the 8 years under Andy Reid. The Dolphins have it this year. And the Chiefs, if you can get the All-22 this week, take a look and then pause the video. It's what I did this morning. I talked to Coach Reid about it just about 15, 20 minutes ago. But I paused the video because that punt return would be a video that you would watch and show at a coach's clinic. The Chiefs did such a great job. It was a perfect A grade. They set up this tiered blocking wall at a perfect interval all along. And it was Dirty Dan Sorensen. It was Armani Watts. Darius Harris had been on the roster, but had been inactive for the last several weeks. He had never played in an NFL game before. He was a key factor in that punt return touchdown. Chris LeMans made the block, and then you saw him doing the swinging his arms. He knew that he had the key block to spring the jet loose as Mecole Hardman took off. And then to finish off the play, Marcus Kemp, an outstanding special teams four-core player, made the block, and then the jet was off. It was a phenomenal punt return. And if you're a football coach at any level, find it, clip it, and use it, because it was one of the best set up and blocked and well-executed punt returns I have ever, ever seen in my brief time in 27 years in the National Football League. So, also a big day for special teams. In other ways, Tommy Townsend, we're trying to track down now. We're going to pick Tommy up. Tommy had his best game yet as a Chief. I did ask Coach Reid about this as well. But Tommy Townsend, for the first time in his career, was backed up, meaning a snap from a long snapper to a punter is usually 15 yards. The Chiefs, after the 30-yard sack, the longest in NFL history, I'm told, they were backed up and had to punt it away from deep in their own territory. And that being said, let's bring in now, who's filling in for us, is Tommy Townsend, the man. Tommy, great to have you with us tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me. How's it going?
Good, brother. Usually I get to be a part of the rookie initiation during the summer, but I couldn't see everybody because I had to be distanced. So I've kind of missed my pledge class here of the class of 2020, but I'll catch up with you. But phenomenal. Yeah. Yesterday, I was mentioned, you had not had to punt from your own end zone all year, and you were backed right up and did a terrific job. Just tell us about that situation and what you go through and how you have to execute it.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a situation that we practice every week. We practice that every Friday, and, you know, fortunately up until this point, I mean, I haven't had to, you know, punt from the back of the end zone. I did it a couple times in college, but I mean, as everyone knows, our offense is incredible. And, you know, yeah, it just so happened that we were backed up and, you know, I just went back to, you know, practice and all the, you know, Coach Tobe always tries to make practice harder than games. So I just went back to that and I just tried to get the ball off quick and do my job.
Tommy, we've had 6 90-yard touchdown drives this year, 90 plus, 90, 91, 95, 93. Thinking we get the ball at the 7, the 6, the 5. How much have you been ready of going, well, gosh, we may go 3 and out. I got a punt here. But whoops, ends up being a 95-yard touchdown drive.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about having a very high-powered offense. You never know if, you know, when you're going to go out on the field. There's been plenty of times this year where we've had third and longs, and, you know, of course, it seems like Pat just always finds someone open, Kelsey or Tyreek, and end up getting the first down. But, you know, me and James prepare the same way every single drive. We're down there getting snaps and warming up and hitting balls into the net, you know, no matter what. So we're always trying to stay ready.
I was so excited for you yesterday doing the play-by-play, because everything you're asked to do, you're asked the whole gamut. Backed up, get it out of there, man. Get it out of there quick. Kicked it to, and you punt it to the boundary, no return. Flip the field, buddy, 58 yards. Flip the field, 50 yards. Then, oh, wait a minute, let's pin this one down deep. You did all of those. You were asked to do everything yesterday. How about your bag of tricks and doing, okay, where are we at? What do I need to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't take all the credit there. I mean, our coverage team was just absolutely unreal, you know, the other yesterday. They were flying down the field, making tackles. You know, Miami, they were the number one special teams team in the country. And that returner that they had of theirs was, you know, something special. He's a really good athlete. I can't, you know, hats off to my coverage team. They really were flying around, making tackles, making plays. So I appreciate them. That's for sure.
Well, we're using Tommy Townsend tonight. It'll pinch hitting action. Terrific yesterday. His best game yet as a Chief. We'll be back to finish things out on the Chiefs Kingdom Show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
The Kansas City Chiefs have won 10 straight road games. It is an all-time Kansas City Chiefs record. They have won a fifth consecutive AFC West title. That ties an all-time record with the Raiders of the 70s and the Broncos of the last decade. And get this, the Chiefs have never, ever, 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 ever been 12-1, 13 games into a regular season. They checked all those boxes with this game and still turned it over four times and win the football game 33-27.
Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom show and our player interview brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, serving the Chiefs Kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations nationwide. Also, our Chiefs Kingdom show brought to you by Boda Box. Great for the holidays. Check out Boda Box wine. And our Chiefs Kingdom winner tonight, Brian Gash from Raymore. You can be our winner of our Chiefs Kingdom private Zoom party. Just register at Hy-Vee, your favorite Hy-Vee, or check out the Facebook page of your local favorite Hy-Vee. With us tonight is Tommy Townsend, the Chiefs rookie punter, coming off a terrific performance yesterday. He was talking to Brian Gash during the break on our Zoom call here. Brian's a Mizzou fan, and you being a Florida Gator, he remembered you flipping the field and giving him grief.
Yeah. I mean, heck, Missouri's always they were always a team that played us real tough. So, I mean, I would have to try and put on my best performances against them.
But it was cold weather, right? So you got prepared to punt for the Chiefs because you weren't down there in the balmy, you know, the swamp every day at Ben Hill Griffin.
Right. Yeah. Typically, every time the coldest game of the year is when we come and play Missouri. So I got a little bit of a taste of it then. And like I said to Brian earlier, I'm thrown in the fire pit now. I'm fully indulged in, you know, this Kansas City weather.
I want to ask you got a big job too, being a holder, and I saw Winchester maybe get his hand hurt covering yesterday, and there was a little bit. You've got to handle every snap there. You're like a catcher in baseball. So what about working with James and then also working with Harrison Butker? Because I've seen you guys, had to watch you from afar, right, during training camp, but you guys worked and worked and worked and worked together.
Right, we're working at it constantly. You know, working with James constantly with the short snaps and working with Harrison all the time, you know, just making sure I'm getting the ball down in the right spot, the exact spot with, you know, the right lean and laces in the right location. So, you know, especially in the position that we are, you know, it's hard to be perfect, but you have to work like, you know, you can achieve perfection. So, you know, we're always working at something. There's not one time where, you know, we're sitting and we're happy with where we're at. We're always looking to get better somewhere.
Well, it shows, and you got a great special teams coach. You mentioned Coach Hill, but Coach Tobe is the best in the business. All right, the hair. All right, everybody's asking about the hair. Mahomes has – Hy-Vee has the Mahomes wig, right? You got the – are we going to get a Townsend wig? Maybe Hy-Vee can have another display of the Townsend wig. Brian Gash should buy one in Raymore.
Hey, if that's something that they want to do, then I'm completely open to it. But shoot, I mean, even the long hair for me is pretty new. I mean, growing up, I didn't have hair longer past my eyebrows. And then one day I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to grow it out and see what happens, see how it looks. So, yeah, I've just kind of held on to it for a bit here.
Was it in Gainesville and you're like, yeah, I'm going to try to be Samson here from the Bible. Is that what you did? Is that it?
That wasn't my plan, but I've actually heard that a lot. A lot of people have told me not to cut my hair because of the story of Samson. we'll see what happens with it, you know, in the near future. It's up in the air. I don't have a set idea of what I'm going to do with it. If it's keep it going or cut it.
If some gal's trying to troll you, and her name's Delilah, it's probably a Raider Charger or a Bronco fan. So don't take the call, right? Just block the caller. Block the caller. Just did. It didn't work for Samson. We're going to close it out real quickly, but your brother's on the practice squad. How cool is that?
It's awesome. You know, it's an incredible opportunity for, you know, for both of us. We were on the same team at Florida, and it was really cool. We obviously, he's a punter too, so we're constantly pushing each other, and I think that's always a good way to get better is, you're not just having, you know, someone to push you, but having your older brother push you. You know, that's something that I've always been pretty grateful for. And yeah, like I said, it's really cool to have him here, and it's a great opportunity.
Thanks, brother, for being with us. It's awesome to have you in the Chiefs Kingdom. Congratulations for a big time winning performance yesterday. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tommy Townsend, the Chiefs rookie punter, terrific day yesterday. Backed up, had to punt it out, flipped the field twice, made a great save on a hold. Also, thanks to Brian Gash, our winner tonight from Raymore. This week, another big game. It's the Chiefs against the Saints. A lot on the line as Kansas City tries to get that coveted bye in the AFC. Thanks for joining us on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, it's Carrington Harrison from The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Every Monday at 2:15, we sit down for an exclusive interview with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The only place in Kansas City, it's the only place in the country where you're going to hear a weekly conversation with the Chiefs franchise quarterback. Make sure to set a reminder, but if you missed the interview at 2:15, you can catch the replay at 5:15 on your drive home. Number 15 at 2:15 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.